Nolte, ratings for woke Olympics hit lowest night on record. By John Nolte on August 4, 2021. NBC's Saturday night telecast of the 2021 woke Olympics hit the lowest number on record, according to Sports Media Watch, SMW. SMW writes, the Saturday audience ranks as the smallest on record for any night of competition at a Summer Olympics, falling below the previous mark of 15.0 million set last Wednesday. The Tokyo Olympics now accounts for 8 of the 9 smallest primetime Summer Olympics audiences this century. 8 of the 9 smallest primetime Summer Olympics audiences this century. LOL. NBC alone is putting up numbers that would have once been unthinkable for the Olympics, including a 5.8 rating and 10.9 million on Saturday night. A figure that does not include the early portion of NBC's primetime coverage, which was listed as a separate program at a 4.1 and 7.48 million. The declines have been sharper on NBC than across all platforms. Saturday's primetime window fell 57%. No real surprise given the ramp-up in concurrent primetime coverage on cable. Friday's viewership, and this is across all platforms, including streaming, was just 15.5 million. Down 40% from the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio. Saturday's viewership was a measly 15 million, a drop of 44%. Sunday's viewership was just 16 million, a whopping 43% drop from the 2016 Rio Olympics. Monday's viewership was just 15.8 million, a drop of 38%. In an earlier piece, I predicted that before the 2020 Olympic Summer Games were over, it would flame out to where it captured all 10 spots in the top 10 lowest-rated nights ever awards. At the time, Tokyo held just 4 of those slots. Now it holds 8, and the games are only half over. Imagine how much different the ratings would look if, instead of gushing over bitter, entitled, ungrateful washouts like Megan Rapinoe and Gwen Berry, it was this beautiful champion, this gold medal winner, who became the face of 2020 Tokyo. U.S. women's wrestler Tamira Mensah's stock is everything decent Americans look for in an Olympian. Not only is she a winner, but she is also a gracious, humble, and grateful winner. Mensah's stock should be given all the endorsements. All of them. It's by the grace of God that I'm able to even move my feet, an enthused Mensah's stock said to a network reporter after she took the gold Tuesday. I just leave it in his hands, and I pray that all the practice, all the hell my freaking coaches put me through, pays off, and every single time it does. And I get better and better. And it's so weird that there is no cap to the limit that I can do. And I'm excited to see what I have next. The reporter may have been hoping for Mensah's stock to attack the U.S. like so many other privileged athletes, but if he was, he came away disappointed. Instead, Mensah's stock was thrilled and to be a proud American. It feels amazing, Mensah's stock said of competing for her country. I love representing the U.S., she continued as she brought her hands up in the shape of a heart. I freaking love living there, I love it, and I'm so happy I get to represent USA, she said. That's a champion. That's a woman who should be on the cover of every Wheaties box and star in every Nike ad. But our elite now looks down their noses at winners and patriots and Christians and those filled with humility and gratitude. Chokers and crybabies and bitter losers and men who cheat by posing as women are today's champions.